to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Okay, so the roll call, we have Jack Brown.
Trustee Brown.
Trustee Brown.
Here.
And we have Trustee Youngman.
Here.
And Trustee LaPira is excused. And I'm here.
And then we have Mayor Jackie. We go through the audience. In the audience, we have Mike Jantz from C2AE. Melissa, I'm sorry, I can't.
Stablin.
From C2AE. Kim Shannon. Heidi Conklin from the San River Council of Government. And Tom Public. We also have Kevin, that is the treasurer.
Who's he?
I'm Dan.
Dan's a new clerk.
Oh, yeah.
Dan's
a new clerk. Yes.
We'll be down to see you.
Oh, and you could get a tour of the sewer plant if you want. I haven't gone down yet, but one of these days I'll have to. Call up. Is it smelling really good down there?
Too much snow right now.
Too much snow. Okay. So I got to catch it before the heat of summer.
Yes.
Don't want to go through that when it's super hot.
September 12th. That's it.
September 12th. That's a good. Okay. All right. We'll aim for that day then this year.
Now, Heidi, is our attorney on?
You have Steve Jantis on, and I'm not sure who my PC is. Can you please state your name there?
Hey, this is Doug Cleveland at the Queen Central.
Oh, hey.
Hello,
hey, Doug.
Doug. Queen Central. You get that?
Yes, I do.
Sorry, I didn't recognize him.
Okay. I see Brandon looking at the minute meetings. Meeting minutes. Oh, yeah.
What was Steve's last name? Steve 30?
I don't know if they weren't in.
They need him. Not easy.
Gannetis.
I see it on the screen. Thank you.
And that's our attorney.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, everybody.
I can barely hear that.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Cool. I didn't even know it was over there. I just kept looking back here.
Okay, I make a motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting.
All right, I second that motion.
Is that for all three of them or just the 18th?
I think it's all the way up.
For all three. So we're doing November.
Yeah, each was the. Yep, yep.
Yeah, okay. All three.
Oh, yep. Jack, then me. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So communications, it's been a wild month, really. So, you know, New York State. Getting kind of in my opinion. So, in order for us to even have people to take those banners and our lights off the poles, we have to fill out this application. And I think I finally got everything all situated. They didn't even let me know until the first week of January that it needed to be in by the 6th of January. Then you have to fill out this application and
just to remove stuff or take it down?
Oh, yeah.
Do they provide the people? Like, what's
No, they don't provide anything.
just to allow us
to have our vehicle on, yes. Route 69.
And this is going to the government?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. But I
like did Christmas. Leave them up all year.
I did everything that I was supposed to. I think we're all set. But that was kind of crazy.
This is going to a state agency?
Yes.
County road.
No, just the states.
I was saying, but they don't have any authority over a county road. No,
they don't. And then just this afternoon, the New York State Department of Labor came in to talk to Jim and I both. They just dropped in talking about something I had told them that C2AE already did, that we made sure that they were prevailing wage and they have the workers' comp. That was one of the things we looked for when we put in the bids. And they said that they have to fit that criteria, otherwise if they find out about it, they'll find the companies. They won't find us, they'll find the companies. But we have to make sure
that it's stopped there.
Yep, so that's
that they have the workers' comp and then they'll everything else.
Yep. So, then we got
and
this
probably
thing.
And probably MWBE.
Yep. What's so. That?
Minority Women Business.
Oh, yeah, you actually know that. And I think that is about it. for communications. Alrighty. I guess you're off now, Ken.
Well, we did. We got new propane dealer in there. And I don't know if you're aware of the fact that the new propane tanks have an antenna on them. They know when.
Oh,
they,
really? They can, no, I did not know that.
They can monitor that. The level
yeah, all right.
From afar.
Okay. Is it
in Morata?
Yeah.
No. Fuel fields.
No, Center State. Center State does the fuel oil here. Center State does the propane. I found this last okay. yesterday.
Right.
Center State does the propane, even though it's on a Buell Fuels ticket.
Yeah.
It Center State does the propane. Buell Fuels does the fuel oil.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
But Michael still keep track of me right. and okay. Buggy on it to make sure that we stay on top of that. We had to get out with a snowblower and do all the lift stations. Mm-hmm. So, because we monitor all the lift stations weekly, we go in and we get all the timing down, so we can monitor the pump times. So we can compare it. If there's high flows, if it's a rain event or something like that, we can go out and look and see what station's really running more than normal. And we did that last year when we were working with Rural Water and found out that then. Main Street lift station seems to run more than normal. That we believe that most of the INI is probably there, and some of them manholes are in the woods that we'll never find. Today we had Seaward on site. The boys were there helping them out. He had to go with us. So it's on Montgomery Street. It's the old lift. That's the old grinder station that used to service the trailer that was there, and the trailer's gone and.
Oh, the Buddha's property.
Yeah, so it still services three houses. So you put the new panel board in. I called them yesterday, and it was they're treating it as an emergency. And I tried to talk them out of it, but, you know, emergency, I said, you know, when can you schedule it then, non-emergency?
Right.
Sometime next week, he says. I said, wait, it's going to take you 2 hours. Come on in. Just, you know, so we were against it. We couldn't do anything for it. So hopefully that's good. We have the digester's full. We need a bag. I'm going to get hold of Mike.
Yeah, and we can talk about that at Friday's meeting, make sure they're okay.
Yes, yes, because we want to bring that in. Okay. We want to pump. It's full, so we're running out of room. And when it's full, we can't waste, that system just goes nuts.
You know? We can't have that.
So we're passing everything else, so we're doing okay. We're holding our own. Mike's been able to shovel, and the boys come over early in the morning to help him. So that, you know, my shoulder's still out. I'm supposed to go for a operation here whenever they call me. So I want to shovel.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So you shouldn't shovel either. My grandmother used to say, F shoveling.
Oh. All right.
I make a motion we accept Tom's sewer plant report.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Will left us this report.
Not too bad for permit fees. For the right. I like the annual one.
Okay, I make a motion to accept the code enforcement annual report.
I second that motion.
In favor?
Thank you guys. All right, so the 34th annual Tug Hill Local Government Conference is now open and flyers have been mailed out. The full day of sessions will be Tuesday, April 1st at the Turning Stone Conference Center again this year. There's a fantastic lineup of sessions for town and village boards, planning and zoning, and appeals court, clerk, assessors, and so on and so forth, anyone involved in local government. If you guys want to register, you can do so online or by that mail-in registry. If you want to avoid any late fees, it has to be done by February 28th. So Kevin, I know this is kind of a side note, but we've got to get with Phil and figure out sponsorship for LGC and who's going to take that slot.
Oh,
the free slot with the sponsorship.
Okay. Usually it's a member of the board.
Yeah.
This board.
Oh, okay. Really?
Usually.
Okay. So I'll get with you on that. Next is just a reminder. I have been keeping a close eye on the OSHA published a notice of proposed rulemaking for the fire brigade. The informal public hearing was November 12th through December 4th, and OSHA is currently accepting post-hearing comments now. So that'll be through January 17th. So get those in if you haven't already done so. I think the only two communities that I'm aware of in Oswego County that were involved in the public hearings was Town of Redfield and the City of Oswego, which was really sad. We didn't have more representation. So if you have any comments, post them. I've got the link right there. If you need to get more information on that, let me know.
Did you get any specific areas? Or I was at a fire police meeting over on Saturday, and there was a specific, you know, pieces of information they're looking for, not just blobs of
stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. We I went in a whole I had a 3-minute slot to talk. Our chiefs had 3 minutes. I helped set up, but our chiefs had a 3-minute slot. We had 6 minutes total. Mm-hmm. And after 6 minutes of really explaining our district, our current, you know, rules and regulations that we hold for ourselves as Town of Redfield Fire Department.
Yeah.
Her only question to me, the big wig, or to us, was if we had a fire pole.
A what?
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. So that was very concerning. So very sad.
Oh, fire.
A fire pole. Yeah, asked if we had a pole.
In the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay.
Not even on the same note as we are as far as
you're right. It's
how detrimental it could be to us.
I can still say it because they're looking for the comment period that's on January 17th. They're looking for size of district, area covered, how many people, total population in the district, that type of stuff.
Yep.
Helen, does the village pay for the trustees to go to that government?
The village would, yeah.
Okay. So that's something you guys are interested in. You know, you guys are, everybody's busy.
If I wasn't so busy, I'd be interested, maybe.
All right.
I like to keep my community safe and do my part.
All right.
I have more fire extinguishers now. It's on my list for a while. I got it for Christmas.
The Association of Towns annual meeting training school has been scheduled for February 16th through the 19th. The New York State Department of State Division of Local Government Services announced their 2024-2025 round of local government efficiency grants. So that's going to be your funding opportunities to expand or develop new local service delivery initiatives that will reduce the cost of current or future municipal operations. So questions regarding those grants are submitted through December 18th just for questions, but the applications need to be made through CFA and the portal due by January 24th. DEC has also announced their proposed changes to regulations to the real property tax law section 480A. DEC is holding two virtual public comment hearings on the proposed changes on January 21st from 2 to 6. And they're accepting public comments through January 27th. And you could submit comments by writing in. Quick reference cards. The Tuck Hill staff receive dozens of technical assistance requests each month, and the requests often follow similar themes. So many years ago, we developed two double-sided quick reference cards. I believe that was executive sessions and meeting guidelines. The staff recently worked on developing 5 additional more quick reference cards. So we've got quorums, motions, resolutions, public meetings, public hearings, town or village site plan review, special use application checklists, county review criteria, permissive referendum, and mandatory referendum. So I suck and I left them on my counter for you, but I will drop them off. I have to be in Parrish tomorrow.
All right.
So if someone's here, I'll drop them off for you. I sectioned them out for, you know, each one of you, so you have your own little packet.
Oh wow.
And then
that's awesome.
There'll be extras for your plan to give to your planning board.
All right.
You can drop the villages with me because I'll be here on tax collection. Okay. Maybe, so I'll just slide them over on the clerk's desk.
Awesome, thank you. The next Salmon River Council Governments meeting will be January 22nd. That's next week at 2 o'clock at the Altmar Albion Municipal Building. We'll be discussing our intermunicipal agreement, our bylaws and budget. It'll be the first meeting that Richland will be attending. Hopefully we can sign the new IMA and bylaws. So let me know if a representative cannot make it so that I can make arrangements for those to get signed before or after. And other than that, that's all I have for you guys.
Thank you.
I make a motion to accept the Tug Hill report.
I second that motion.
Hang on, David. So we just have the wastewater treatment updates now. On Friday we'll have a Zoom meeting. Now, who all is going to be in attendance? I think four of you guys,
Pam,
myself,
C2AE, and then the financial.
Yep.
Stuff.
All right.
They weren't originally invited, but we sent them the invite.
Okay. That's what I said that I wanted them there.
Yeah. So Mary will be on. Well, Mary or one of her partners.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's about all that is with.
Yeah, so a couple maybe updates on that. We have got several scenarios talking with the contractors to say, what if we did this? What if we did that? The last thing we want to wait before we make a final recommendation is to hear what the state says on Friday.
Okay.
Because I don't want them to come back, and not that I'm expecting it, but you never know. They may come back and say, we want you to do this, this, and this. Then we'd have to figure out the cost of that. Then what we would do is we'd like to have a sit down meeting with the village and Camden group and say, okay, if we eliminate this, you're going to save $12 a year per property owner. Is it worth eliminating? And Camden may say, well, I'd like to have that piece of equipment there. It'd make my life easier. And then decisions can be made if we eliminate it and things like that. The other big thing that will be coming in the next 2 weeks is we'll probably have a resolution that will need to eventually be voted on for your bond, since there's going to be more money involved because of the construction pricing. But we want to hold off on figuring out what that dollar amount is until we have this meeting with the state on Friday. So, you can always ask in the bond resolution higher and what you're actually potentially may get, but we want to make it at least reasonable compared to what it is and stuff. So in the next couple of weeks, things will probably be pretty busy in decision making, and we should be able to either fully or conditionally have the contractors.
All right. Should I cancel my trip for next week?
Are you on a trip for next? Well, I mean, is that when you're going to Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't cancel your trip. If you can do something virtually, let me know. If not, we can schedule it for the week after. Are you going to be back the week after?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can do a lot of that, but.
I always have my deputy mayor here too. So.
Yes, I would love to help out as long as I'm assuming these meetings wouldn't take. Reality, the meeting with the state's Friday afternoon. So once we get that and regurgitate all the information, it will take up a few days of the following week anyhow. So if we schedule something for the following week to get together, that would probably work out well.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Direct deposit.
Yeah, it's fairly cheap. Can we afford that?
What?
The direct deposit?
For
the paychecks. And she says it's
$5 per pay period and 50 cents per check.
50 cents. I said 5 cents to you.
50 cents. Oh, only 50 cents a check?
Yeah.
Or like per person?
Yeah.
And that would be top of the $5.
Part of the payroll outsourcing fee. Yes.
Yes.
Or,
I mean, Because it's only three checks biweekly.
There's eight of us quarterly.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. I don't see a problem with it other than it being a royal pain in the butt on my end.
Is it right?
Checks are easier. I mean, are they okay doing checks?
Well, because direct deposit comes out a day ahead of schedule, so that means I have to make an entry the day of the direct deposit, and then when the checks actually come out, that's another entry. Like tonight, the checks are dated the 15th. I had to put them in tonight.
I mean, now with mobile deposit, it's not that hard to get a check in the bank.
All right.
Well, I mean,
it makes a difference to me.
Yeah, I'm totally okay either way.
All right. Well, I'm just putting it out there for you.
I mean, it's more a question of the people that are getting paid every other week. Dan, Kevin, you know, Dan, do you have an opinion either way? You're good either way. You got mobile everyone's got mobile deposit now, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can.
All right,
I mean, it sounds like a good deal, though. Well, so if it comes up in the pattern in the future, and
charge us $40 a month.
Yeah, yeah. Was,
well, they were charging $60 or something for the direct deposit.
So there's that. So as a new business, Walt Moreland has been on the ZBA for 3 years. His term ran up, ended on December 31st. So we need to appoint him, and he said he'd be willing to serve for another 3 years.
Can you just brief me what that is? I'm not
familiar. Zoning Board of Appeals.
Okay. Got it.
They generally, there are quasi-judicial boards. In other words, if somebody does not like the decision from the ZBA, they have the right to take that one to an Article 78 hearing at the trial level state Supreme Court.
Okay.
Now, the ZBA gets it from one of two ways. A, they get it from the codes officer who rejects them for whatever. Or B, we reject them from the planning board for a designated reason. Once we reject them at either one of those levels, it goes to the ZBA. The ZBA has a hearing. They don't meet on a regular basis. They meet on an as-needed basis.
Okay, so it's like an arbitrator.
They're not really an arbitrator. The aggrieved party comes and pleads their case, and the checklist goes down through, and they get to the point of self-created hardship, well, that's kind of, you're done.
Okay.
If you create your own self, if you want to put, like, whatever, let's just, there, okay, let's just say there's a person up on, who currently you have on the north end of the town up there, 26 something, wants to put in before the snow flew, they wanted to put in a fast food pickup only, but because that's not zoned for that in that area, they have to go to ZBA to get it.
Okay.
Resolved.
A restaurant, is
it? No, it's a drive-through. A fast food pickup.
but food? We're talking restaurant. Okay. Yeah. So they wanted to put in a drive-through restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, it's just a grab and go.
Interesting.
Yeah, grab and go, but it's on.
But like, is it like these are people?
Yeah, these are people.
But not like a franchise or a corporate.
No.
Like at their house.
Not even at their house.
So we just approved it. We don't need a motion.
All right.
So
need a motion. Gotcha.
It's not at their house.
Someone needs to make a motion.
I'll make a motion. Walter Moreland is the ZBA appointee for the village.
I second that motion. Tree's been doing an amazing job because I haven't heard anything bad at all. So he's doing great. I haven't
heard of it. So.
I had to ask her about CBA too. I was like, why? What is that?
Alrighty.
Oh wait, all in favor?
Yeah. All right. So next we need a motion to have Dan be appointed for the clerk.
I make a motion for Daniel Engel.
You stole my
clerk.
Motion. I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, so next we have the lease with the town. Now you have that in your packet?
Yeah, I'll just bring up.
Oh, yes. I was going to talk about your fine negotiating skills today.
What it is we got favorable from the town supervisor that they would most likely would entertain a $500 increase. That's to help because of us shuffling the sidewalk.
That was going to be on
my head. So I make a motion that with $500, you know, we approve the lease with a $500 increase.
So that would make it. That's about 20.
Yeah,
we're gonna spend a lot more than that on snow removal, I'm sure, especially this winter.
$35 every time they come and shovel the walk. So
yeah, and it sounds like 5 days a week now. So,
so I make a motion.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we have to remember that at budget time because our budget season is coming up. Yes, we put that together.
Yep, that's our next order of business. Budget meeting times. So Kevin's doing his watching times versus tax collecting.
Oh, that will end. But the Monday hours will end on this month. The rest of the time is still Tuesday, Thursdays, March, and April, February and March.
All right, so think about when you want to meet, do the budget meetings, what's convenient for you guys.
So in the past, we were doing, the last couple of years, we did Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are the best days for me.
Same, yeah, Thursday and Friday. Yeah. And nobody wants to do this stuff on Friday. And also the office is closed and everything, so.
Wednesdays, I have one. When Wednesdays would be out for me because
so Wednesday's no good. Yeah, Wednesday's pretty busy for me too. So
Monday.
We can probably stick with Mondays. So
right.
Okay, so.
So Mondays at 6 for the next 2 months.
Or can we start earlier?
No, Kevin's doing his taxes right now in January.
Yeah.
No, but I don't mean days. I meant time. Like time. Instead of 6, why?
I would do it earlier.
Yeah, I'd do it. I can do it anytime during the day.
I don't eat dinner when I leave. Anyway, I have a late dinner.
I don't get here until like 4:15, 4:30, depending on if I stop the bank for a village or town.
You want to
do it at 4:30.
4:30.
Nope.
And then because we're waiting on you there right at the beginning of it.
We get out for all the niceties.
We're waiting for the reports. Do you want to do 5 then, so that you have time to get everything together?
5:30.
6. Well, never mind. That's so late.
Probably my staffing over there is like. Really only goes to 6:30. I have to put my person on overtime.
Could we do 5:30? Meet in the middle? And then if we gotta, if you're still finishing up or whatever, we could still discuss, because we'll have each, after the first one, we'll have last week's and we'll have the bullet points that we wanted to follow up on. And then you could provide the new numbers and we won't be that upset if you're still working on it. So it's not a problem.
Well, ideally, I would have stuff prepared in time for you to, in case something doesn't go right.
And we need to be mindful that we should just discuss budget, nothing else.
Yeah, I'll keep us online. Yeah. I'll hurt you guys.
Good. Perfect.
Right. All right. So my only other question would be A, when are you starting? And B, which fund are you going to start with, general or sewer?
Again. You're most prepared with, ready to go, both.
What's your preference? General is the longer and harder one. Sewer, we usually coordinate with Camden Group.
So maybe we start with general because then we'll have some questions and we'll have that prepped for when we meet with Camden.
Okay.
Because some things will come up because there's a lot of. Yeah.
So what's the starting date?
What is the date we'll do that? First Monday in February, then?
That sounds good.
All right.
Oh, there's all right. Well, yeah.
Because the 20th is
that's King's the big... first. What if is it the first? Because like Jerry's not getting back here, and then until the 1st of February.
I think it's the 3rd of February.
First Monday in February.
Yeah.
It's the 3rd.
It's the 3rd. Okay. Cool.
Swamp, but
yeah, because the 20th is King's birthday, so
okay.
I'll still be building, but then the 27th is planning board for me, and then I can start in February. So I need time to set the budget stuff up for the next fiscal year, and sometimes that doesn't always go too well in the computer with the waves and programming. I get it right, it does.
5:30 p.m. February.
Oh, 5:30? Okay.
5:30, okay. Right. With the general fund.
Plus you want to do 5.
Cost me money after 6:30. Cost me overtime budget.
Well, we have lots of them, so we could just try to my first year we were here for like 2.5 hours or whatever for them or something like that, maybe even 3 hours. But last year I think we kept a good we have multiple of them. We don't need to, super in depth in every single one and stretch it out.
Alrighty. So now we need vote this under the election. Do you have anything else?
I do. If you notice on the monthly report, there is a new report. It says H, capital projects. Okay. And you see it's got a balance of 44 and some 44,000 and some change in it.
I didn't notice that. Yeah. That's the what we voted
that,
on.
That, right? That is the moving of the ARPA funds over. Yeah. But yes, there is still an ARPA statement that came out because I moved it in early December. And now if you look at the actual bank statement, it's kind of zeroed out. I did not get a chance to transfer that other amount that you guys discussed at the last board meeting only because I have to have A, the minutes. To show who made the motion and what they're authorized me to do and make sure they're signed so I can take it to the bank.
All right. Okay.
Otherwise, all right. Because then I can transfer that amount from whatever I was talking about, the future community upgrade or something over to capital projects.
Okay. All right.
On the sewer part.
All right.
It's the wastewater future, infrastructure upgrade account. That's what it was because. When we did the dechlorination system, which I don't know how surviving that thing still is.
Still working.
Oh, good. Because after that went in, I suggested to the board at the time that we start saving some money because we knew in case DEC says we don't like that anymore. That's why we started saving money for it. So now we can slide that money into our capital projects for the sewer project, which I just need to get a copy of the minutes with as long as they're signed with the motion, who made it, and what amount they're authorizing me to transfer.
From December 18th?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is there any, and this is this might be nitpicky on my part. The building next to the post office, the lady and gentleman both park their vehicles there. She parks in the road. The snowplow has to go right wide around her to do his job. That's a county plow. And I know we've got, and I know the mayor posted at least a legal notice that there was no parking on the roads from like 11 to 1 ish, 11 p.m. till something over, basically overnight hours when snow plows have to do their job.
I think that car's been sitting there for days. It hasn't even
there's
moved.
A sign or something like that at the end of the town that gives hours. But
yeah, I went by this morning on my way to work. She was trying to wedge herself out. So, but if you could, I don't know if the board somehow can send a note to that landlord because he does have a parking lot in the back.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's kind of full. But there's also Mr. Kersey down here on Four Corners that one lady lives in the apartment building has that SUV parked out there too at night.
What's the time? Where the no parking lanes, no street parking?
Usually it's 11, over basically the overnight hours, like 11 to 7 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it is 11 to 7. Okay. So you said that Mercy, and then I know.
Yeah, because I have my overnight staff. If I have one, they have to park in my driveway.
Gotcha.
Even though nobody ever plows in front of my place anyway.
Well, no, the county does.
No? Well, yeah. The road. Maybe, but, I mean, but the parking, they never get the parking, they get the road.
Yeah, and I don't know. I could cross-reference that owner on the sewer service card, sewer customer card for that next to the post office. And I don't even know what apartment building or what apartment number.
Could be a zoning issue.
No, that's a no parking on a building street issue. They should get ticketed.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of who would be it's really the authority.
I would think you guys, it's the village road. Even though it's a state highway, the county plow.
Knocking in doors and handing out tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, where's my ticket book?
I'm sure the state and or county would be more heavy with the ticket because you posted it already.
Mm-hmm.
And there. Okay, no, he keeps digging her out. She keeps getting buried in.
Yeah, I saw that. That's like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, if she's got, I was going to say, like, that's tough if you don't have sense anywhere else apart, but I didn't realize there was a lot, and there's a lot behind it, you said? And
yeah, that apartment building. But
parking for both the residents?
So. Yeah, that was generally pretty full back there.
Yeah, the pickup truck parks on the sidewalk, and then that car parks right next to the pickup truck in the road.
Mm-hmm. And she got rammed last year by some other driver coming down the road. But that's just...
Okay, moving right along.
Is this have one of the signs that we have that need to be put up?
Okay. Well, just trying to help the snow plow the county guy.
Signs. Number of signs. That
okay, on the
selection. Yeah, we have the signs. We have signs, brand new signs.
We got new signs. Okay.
Yeah, one is pretty well faded. Yeah, it's so faded you can't see it. And the other one, I think we'll need a poll.
Maybe the new signs will show them that. The rule is still in effect.
Is it raining yet?
No, that's the heater.
All right, elections. I make a motion to have the May 18th, 2025 Village Election Day in the Village Gym from 12 to 9 p.m. And to accept Robin Bryant and Tracy Kine to be Kenny to be the election inspectors for that time.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
So the dates to remember are February 19th, our next board meeting, and then February 3rd, we'll start our budget meetings. Pay some bills. So anybody else have anything else?
All right. I make a motion that we accept general fund vouchers number 121 to 133 and the amount of $13,488.14.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye. And make a motion that we accept sewer fund vouchers 99 to 105 and the amount of $20,364.07.
I second it.
All in favor?
All in favor.
I make a motion that we accept TNA fund voucher 64 to 75 in the amount of $3,870.50.
I second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
What was that? What was that amount, Gordon? Sorry.
$3,870.50. And I make a motion that we accept the Salmon Rivers Council of Governments voucher in the total of $237.71.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
You're getting better.
Hey, everybody. See you next time.
I mean, it's winter. Hey.
Bye, Jackie.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye. Good night, Doug. Good night, Steve.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Yep, you as well.
Have a good night.